Gadol Hashem, Mahul al Ma'id Liglaso in Cheker. Hashem is great, he's exceedingly praised. And his greatness is unfathomable. We stick in the words Hashem is Mahul al Ma'id. Perhaps, says the Ibn Ezra, this is connected to the fact that we said at the beginning of Ashrei, V'hallel Hashem Chalei Lam Void. I'll praise your name forevermore. Of course, Hashem, so much greater than those that are praising him. That's the way the Mitzvah David learns. Hashem is so much greater, so much more praised than that which is praising him, because there's no limit to Hashem's greatness, there's no limit to his godless, his expansiveness. He's so much greater than all the praises that could be ever given to him. There is no one, no being in the world that could possibly fathom Hashem's greatness. And the fact that we have the ability to praise Hashem in the first place is literally the tip of 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 the iceberg that Hashem allows us to perceive, and what our seichel can perceive. But in reality, that which we can praise Hashem, the fact that we can do umahul al ma'id, we can laud him exceedingly, it is less than a drop in the ocean. And it's so important, because often we cut Hashem down to size. And rather than the human being being created, but Salam Aleikum, we create God in the image of man. We imagine what Hashem must be thinking. We imagine what he is. And it's such a mistake. It is such a mistake to cut God down to size. And perhaps that's why. God Hashem, first recognize Hashem is great, massive, not spatially, conceptually. But Mahul al Mi'aid, and nonetheless, we try and praise him to the best of our abilities. We praise him as much as we can, recognizing that this is just a drop in the ocean. Therefore, don't think that you've said it all. Like the Gemara says, the person says, and then carried on going. And the one that was watching him said, have you praised Hashem enough now? Unless you use the formula that Moshe Rabbeinu used, then once you've started, you can't stop, because v'ligdulaso in cheike. Hashem is so exceedingly great beyond human conception. And of course we have to praise Hashem. But within the praise is the awareness that our praise is so limited. Limited by our seichel, limited by what we understand about the world. Limited by our concept of Hashem. Hashem created everything. His life to every single molecule. He's infinite with no limits. He's the context for all of creation. How on earth can we possibly praise Hashem sufficiently? And therefore, after we've praised Hashem, we have to come back to this recognition that whatever we do, we're just still not ever going to be able to fathom Hashem's greatness.